Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Tuesday here on the program, that means we have got Raw to talk about from last night. Got a lot to say about Raw, not even the show itself, but just Raw in general. Talk about that after the break. But if you've got thoughts on the show, you are welcome to contact us as well. The studio line, 425-488-0525, toll-free 844-411-5411. And you can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. With the Raw out of the way, we've got some matches for the SummerSlam show. We got a... what do we have here? 8-match card so far, which is pretty good. Actually, believe it or not, we have 9 matches official for SummerSlam right now, which this far out is actually pretty good because I believe we're still a week and a half or more away. We've got information on The Ryback, who is no longer under contract with the WWE, but is in fact getting outside of WWE dates already. He's back on the indie scene, where I'm sure he will be plugging his brand new supplement line, so we can talk about that on the show here today. We've got the release of Pat Patterson's new book, the release of the Scooby-Doo movie on DVD, featuring, yes, The Undertaker is in the Scooby-Doo movie. That's out today on DVD if you want to check that out, and Blu-ray if you need a even higher quality version of the Scooby-Doo movie. So we'll talk about that as well, and everything else. There is a lot of news. Mike Sempervivi will be joining us after the break. And it's going to be a fun time today. So check it out. Back in a moment, Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hear that racket? That is the sound of 7 scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of 7 key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We got a lot to talk about here today. A lot of other news as well. You know the numbers. Studio line 425-488-0525, toll-free 844-411-5411, and text messages 425-780-7566. I got to start off today. I have to say something here about Raw. Last night's Raw, I usually watch this show on a delay because I'm on the West Coast, and so I get all of these text messages and emails throughout the show. And usually the text messages and emails are about how awful the show is. And so I'm like, man, have I got something to look forward to tonight? And I did get a lot of those last night. Now, what's interesting is some of the things that people hated, I didn't think were so bad. So there's always there are always opinions. Some people like some things, some people like other things. However, we've got a brand split that is designed to save the day. Because SmackDown's ratings were falling on Fridays. They wanted something that was going to spice up SmackDown and spice up Raw. And so we went back to what I told everybody who was so mad at me about being negative about the draft was an idea that they did before that failed. And why anybody thought that this time, doing it exactly the same way, it was going to be any different, it's another matter entirely. But what's done is done. We now have a brand split. We're now several weeks into the brand split. And I could tell you that SmackDown was fine, maybe even good, on week two. Raw is already back to being where it was before the brand split even occurred. Because it is a 3-hour show, and now you've got less talent. I realize that 3 hours is making them a lot of money every year. But in business, as in everything in life, you have to look toward the future. You cannot fixate on what's going on right now, this exact second. And as I voice, as another cheap plug, as I've done for weeks now, because I've got to make some money off this because it nearly killed me, this audiobook for Death of WCW, they also moved to 3 hours. Now, I'm not going to tell you that Nitro moving to 3 hours was the beginning of the end, because there was a lot of really bad stuff that was happening, and nothing you see on WWE today is as bad as it was in WCW when they were falling off a cliff. I'm telling you that right now. However, 3 hours absolutely did not help. And I know that in the short term, this year, when you go to your investors and you say, my God, look at how much money we made off TV rights fees. I know you're making a lot of money right now, but year after year, you're eroding the audience. And listen to me, the day will come when all of a sudden you've lost so much of your audience because of doing a 3-hour program. You've lost so much of your audience that it's not worth it anymore. And you want to know what happens when you reach the point where you've lost so much of your audience that it's not worth it anymore? It's too late! You can't then suddenly cut to 2 hours and rebuild everything. It's too late. So my point is, they have got to nip it in the bud and cut this third hour of Raw. You've got to do it now. Not later when it's too late. You've got to do it now. This show is too long. It's just too long. Last night was just the perfect example. We're 2 weeks into this brand extension, and the show dragged and felt like it was 10 hours long. Maybe the rating's going to be great. I don't know. But I can tell you something. It'll be better at 2 hours. It will be better at 2 hours. And if you don't believe me, watch the show on Hulu every week. It's always better on Hulu. Now, that said, there was some good stuff on the show. Mike, what'd you think?
I think I need to find that drop of you saying, who cares, they're making money, and rewind back to all the things I said about, just like you did earlier on this year when I ranted and raved about this sort of stuff, about the damage you're doing long term in a lot of different ways. But like you said,
I've said this for years.
They're making all of this money, and that is great, but it is a painful show to watch. It's a painful show to watch when it is not hitting on all cylinders, which it rarely hits on all cylinders for 3 hours, because it's almost impossible to hit on all cylinders for 3 hours, 52 weeks out of the year. Even if it was doing that, it's too long. It's still hard to keep up with, and then you're expecting people the next day to watch two live hours. It's tough, and the brand split, whichever show has the best filler and the most entertaining filler, that's the one that's going to win that week. But it's going to be so hard for Raw, even with a deeper roster, to win every week, because you're right, the show is too long. The Hulu version of Raw at 90 minutes is phenomenal. Even with the commercials you can't skip through, it is so much better because they go through and they lop off most cases. Sometimes there's some good stuff that they will cut out, but the dramatic majority of the time, they will cut out the Darren Young, Titus O'Neil moments of your life and make sure that you don't have to see those, and emphasize the ones like Lana and Rusev. I don't know what they can do. I know from 8 to 9, it depends on what's more valuable to them. Is it 8 to 10 or 9 to 11? I would assume it's 9 to 11, but there has got to be something that can be done with that other hour, whether it is and I'm not talking Total Divas-esque stuff, but if that's the thing that USA thinks can drive the ratings, fine. There's enough talented people at USA and at WWE where I do have enough faith in them that they could fill an hour with something else and make it, you know, worthwhile and not make it, you know, a negative for the USA network. But I just, not even for WWE's case, but for USA, how long do you think people are going to stay on 3 hours with this when you have all of these other problems? It just, I don't know.
Listen,
it's insane.
That first hour needs to be Mr. Robot or something that's not WWE.
It does, but until that contract's up, and how long does the contract go for? We do have to take that into consideration.
Listen, my whole point is renegotiate this contract and just say, look, this is in both of our own interests. This show is down over 30% from when we were at 2 hours.
Okay, let me play devil's advocate to this, because USA just flat says no. So what do you do?
Well, you're going to have to keep doing a three-hour Raw, because I saw what happened when Nitro tried to change that first hour into something else, and it just tanked even faster.
No, but I mean, look.
If they try to make the first hour Total Divas, it'll die. Total Divas does a million viewers.
A document, something, there's got to be some programming or some new hybrid programming. Somebody's got to have some idea somewhere that you can do something there.
Let me play reverse devil's advocate. They have NXT, and they have Total Divas, and they have SmackDown.
Deities Advocate, yes.
And they have all of these. And mm-hmm. None of them does what Raw does. So there's nothing WWE-related that you can put in that first hour that is going to do better than a Raw hour.
Movies.
WWE films?
See No Evil every week on a Monday or...
Give me a break.
He could be like Conan's video that replayed over and over again on Nitro week after week after week. Look, I don't know what the answer is, and you're right, but I think this is a good day for the Serenity Prayer, because you can't kill yourself over something that you can't change, and we all just have to eat it, and we all just have to watch this happened because it's not going to change unless USA decides it's going to change.
Hey, that's the point. When you say, listen, there's got to be someone in wrestling who's smart and has got an idea. You know what I would counter with? USA was on top of the cable world for years and years and years and years. So I would counter with, you know what? There's got to be someone smart here who realizes that you're doing more damage long-term than good by having 3 hours of Raw on Monday night.
And you're right, but they have got to rebuild that network, and Raw being 2 or 3 hours isn't as much of a priority when they'll just go, look, we gave you money for this, make it work. We got to concentrate on finding a couple more Mr. Robots.
Hey, listen, I got an argument right here. I'll walk into USA Network tomorrow, and I'll say, okay, listen, what am I getting extra for SmackDown going live? Because you're not paying me the cost of SmackDown going live versus taped. So in exchange, let's get rid of that third hour. And you know what? If Raw were 2 hours, it not only would be better for Raw, it would be better for SmackDown. Double whammy. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. We some southern boys with the promise strength. Ain't nobody man enough to feel the pain. And you could be next. You better give respect.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at FocusOnRock.com.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand-name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, everybody. We are here talking Raw and everything else. If you want to give us a call, 425-488-0525, toll free, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. Here is the full card for SummerSlam. For those of you excited about this show, and it does look like a very good wrestling show, Dean Ambrose and Dolph Ziggler. Oh, we got to talk about Dean Ambrose's podcast, by the way, apparently. I don't know why, but we will. We got Brock Lesnar versus Randy Orton. which should be pretty good. Finn Balor, Seth Rollins, which should be great. Rusev versus Roman Reigns, which should be very good. Sasha Banks versus Charlotte, which should be... I don't even know. I think it's going to be fine. Yes, I don't think it's going to be great. AJ Styles and John Cena, which should be great. Miz and Apollo Crews, which should be bad. New Day versus Doc Gallows and Carl Anderson, which should be pretty good. And Owens and Jericho versus Enzo and Cass, which will be good if Enzo sells and Cass makes the hot tag. If Cass sells and Enzo makes the hot tag, this match will suck, and you could take that to the bank.
Hope that does. I don't think that'll happen. That won't happen, will it?
Dude, I've seen Enzo make a comeback 2 weeks in a row.
I know.
If this were any other company in the world, after that first week, Enzo wouldn't have made a comeback on week two.
Was Vince in the bathroom or something while this was being planned out and actually happened in execution? Was he getting a protein shake or something like that?
Actually,
I can't believe he would let this happen.
I don't know if Vince has been at TV for the last several weeks.
That's it. I don't know. But, yeah, I know what you're saying. But really, everything aside about how the length of the show or any of the stuff on it, this card looks great. this is one of those ones where you're not stealing from the network or anything like that, but paying $9.99 a month for this as opposed to $49.99 is, you could actually say you could pay $50 for this one, as bad as the TV can be sometimes. This is about as good of a non-WrestleMania card as you can get, and shows you how seriously they take SummerSlam and the whole weekend around it, and NXT is going to be building up to it and everything. So I hope they continue on with this, and obviously I want them to treat every single week as seriously as they sometimes treat the week of SummerSlam. But I hope this extends on to the Royal Rumble, obviously, has got its own special place too. But in November to the Survivor Series, because business-wise, for as much business as we'll talk about when it comes to the TV and the length of it and the TV contracts coming up in the next couple of years and all that sort of stuff, the build to make these things destination events and make them 3 and 4 day type of deals is something that it's not only happening in WWE, it's happening in other sports too. And I think WWE taking advantage of that is a good thing, and at least gives us something as fans and followers of it to build to every 3 months. And I think that's actually a plus of what some of the stuff that they seem like they've been doing.
This person here says, what did you write in the death of WCW? I am summarizing, but you wrote Eric Bischoff was against going to 3 hours. However, lots of extra money for the third hour changed his mind. A lesson not learned. That's right. It is exactly the same. Not kind of the same. It's exactly the same.
Wrestling
Vince doesn't
want to
do 3 hours. Vince knows that 3 hours is too long, but he's taken the money.
Uh-huh.
What else do we have here? How much would the Raw ratings have to pick up for them to make up the money they'd lose from USA for dropping an hour of programming a week? Don't have any idea. And you know what? As a business person, I wouldn't care. I'd care more about where am I going to be? Dude, how long has it been? They moved in 2012, and it's 2016, right? 4 years?
Yep.
Okay. So their contract is up in 2019. I think it's 2019. So we're talking 3 more years. So if they're down 35% in 4 years, and then we presume, okay, well, maybe in 3 years they'll be down an additional 30%, you ain't getting nothing to re-sign. So get in there now. Don't worry about the short-term loss. Worry about, am I going to be able to get a deal in 3 years if I'm down 60% from 2012?
And what you can really do with that deal, I mean, the stock price got so inflated before they announced the network and before they announced these TV deals, and they had everybody's head all gassed up that what ended up being really good deals for WWE, and yes, they didn't get the ad revenue, the USA keeps all that and everything. I mean, WWE probably got far more money than they deserved to get considering how little outside interest they were getting. I mean, they got a little bit, but how much serious interest they got from anybody other than NBC Universal at a time where they were announcing a move to distance themselves from the cable and television industry and put themselves in a position with their over-the-top network to basically cannibalize those people. Now, we're going to look at this a couple years later and go and ask the same questions. Who's really in need of WWE programming? And does the percentage increase? Because I'm sure it's going to be increased because basically inflation more than anything. But it's, you know, percentage-wise, are they getting that much more? And who's going to be on the take for them? Will it be Fox Sports? Will it be somebody else? It's still hard to believe in this country that it's not going to be NBC Universal basically competed against itself. Who else is it going to be? And internationally, that's the other thing, too, is they have to look at the type of packages that they're selling when you include all of the programming. Is it beneficial to have that extra hour anywhere in the world, you know, much less, you know, here in North America?
This person says, why did they give Cesaro double duty? Because it's 3 hours, and they cut their roster in half. So there's going to be a lot of people doing double duty. This person says, the Ambrose podcast was bad. Dean is just like, you know, whatever, man. I don't know. Hey, listen. You can go to the archives. I've interviewed Dean Ambrose. That's who he is. You know what I mean?
Plus, you're expecting, too, there are people who are like, you know.
Here's another thing. He's like that in the back. He's like that when he talks to Vince McMahon. He's like that when he talks to Stephanie and Hunter. So it's not like they put him on the air expecting they were going to get something different. They knew what they were going to get.
And, I mean, do you want the dude can't be as really real as I think people want him to be. I mean, he was being himself. If you want him to be super real, then you probably have to put a TVMA on it and not have it on the WWE network because I'm sure he'll say some things that are directly against what they want him to say and say it in a lot stronger fashion than he did last night. So I don't know what people wanted out of it. I think people, for the people that thought how great it was because he was like ripping them or something like that, I don't even know if that's necessarily the case. He just pointed out some flaws in a different way that a lot of other people have too.
Even with all the hype and ads on TV, Mr. Robot's ratings have been bad this season. The last three episodes have been 800,000 or less. Every episode has been below season one's lowest. Well, you know what? If you cut Raw to 2 hours, Raw would be doing better than it is at 3 hours, so the value of that show would increase.
Yeah, well,
the decline of Raw, we just talked about this with Mookie. The decline of Raw is significantly greater than the decline of the USA Network and the decline of TV in general. It is not a TV thing.
But you can't tie them together and act like USA necessarily cares all that much about if WWE is declining. And they have so many other problems that there aren't. WWE is not in some ways even on the radar. You know, obviously there's a problem with but it's more WWE's side than it is USA's.
This person says, if there were 2 cruiserweight matches added to every Raw, would that add interest and fill out the show? Well, here is the issue with this cruiserweight division. I'm watching these Raws from 97, right around the time that they also introduced a cruiserweight division. Sort and it was of. Random matches with random dudes that led to nothing.
Scott, no, yes, it did. It led to Goldberg and S.A. Rios.
If you think that Vince McMahon at 71, who Dean Ambrose noted, this guy at 2 a.m., is in a sleeveless shirt with his creatine in his hand heading to the gym. If you think that this leopard has changed his spots, think again. Maybe the cruiserweight division on Raw is going to be great, but it's probably going to be a bunch of random matches with random dudes. So I don't see it turning the product around.
It doesn't. What it would do is it would fill, you know, 15 minutes, probably, depending on who is in the match. You could fill 15 minutes with a pretty good match and with wraparounds around it. So in that way, it would make the show better because it would fill it out and you may not get Darren Young and Titus O'Neil or something of that ilk. But yeah, it still doesn't save the day. And it's still, again, you can still accomplish more in an hour and a half than you can in 3. Or certainly in 2 hours, you can more than 3.
I mean, listen to this, everybody. Think about this. For all of you that love the Cruiserweight Classic, number one, if you think that presentation is going to be on Raw when the Cruiserweights move to Raw, with like a cruiserweight command center and all of this other stuff that they do. I mean, maybe everybody's going to get one video package the week they debut, but they're not going to do it weekly. All of the best stuff about the Cruiserweight Classic, aside from the matches, you're not going to get on Raw. Now, why do people love the Cruiserweight Classic? Because the Cruiserweight Classic is a tournament. And everybody is having a match where you must win to move on. This is a product. This is the only product in WWE where wins and losses really matter. The brand where they matter the least is Raw. So you're going to take all these guys from the Cruiserweight Classic and you're going to put them on a brand that is all about 50-50. It doesn't matter who wins, it doesn't matter who loses, and it doesn't matter who's got a championship. What do you think is going to happen?
Anthony Bennett becomes champion because they think his hair is funny.
Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. GEICO has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Granger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Granger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Granger. When you think safety, think Granger. Granger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, everybody, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hi, this is John from Philly.
Yes, John.
I just wanted to call and say that I thought Dean Ambrose was awesome last night on that podcast. I'm actually not really that big a fan of him, but actually after that podcast, I'm kind of a way bigger fan than before. And I say that because you know, I don't know, it's between all these podcasts and all the DVDs that have so much rose-colored glasses with the Attitude Era. And Austin, he's been kind of, on his podcast, he's been known to recently, he did this with AJ Styles, give advice, and it sort of comes off like really condescending and sort of like, you know, like, we all know he's Steve Austin, you're the most money, yada, yada, yada. And he sort of talks down to people. And the way that he was trying to, at the end, talk down to Dean Ambrose, I just loved how Ambrose just no-sold it and just said, whatever, dude. Like, I know that some people say that's annoying, whatever, dude, but it's like, you know, like, I'm not going to listen. And he almost had this this idea of like, you know, I'm not going to listen to you. Who are you? And I like that because
let me say something here. He didn't really say that, but what he said was he tried in a very nice way to say the truth, which is that Steve, you are awesome. You were awesome. You also were a star in the 90s. And WWE in the 90s was very, very different than WWE today. I don't think that Steve is condescending, but Steve is the old grizzled veteran from another era who is trying to talk the young guys today into doing it the way that he did it in a locker room that was completely different from the locker room that we're in today. Man, you watch 97 Raw, it's outrageous. The stuff that was happening during that period, the stuff that guys were saying on TV, Sean throwing out a comment about Brett having a sunny day that screws up Brett's relationship, which leads to these guys getting in a fight in the back. And Vince is like egging it on like, oh man, they got in a fight in the back. This makes for great television. And it's just, that would never happen nowadays. I mean, what happens nowadays is one guy gets mad at another guy and throws a Coke can at him. And so they put him on different brands. I mean, how in the world? Steve is not wrong. Steve is absolutely right. But Dean Ambrose is absolutely right that you can try all you want. It doesn't make any difference.
He's yelling at the wrong person. I mean, think about it. The day after Roman Reigns got suspended, they made Dean Ambrose come out. How easy? It would be the easiest thing in the world for Dean Ambrose to come out there and bury, if this was the 90s, bury Roman Reigns, and it would have been awesome. And he would have done exactly what Steve said and, quote-unquote, taken it to the next level. But that's not what they're told to do. He had to go out there and defend the guy. Now, if I can just get one question, I was just wondering, he did talk about like sort of like the complacency. I have read some things online that during the Jericho program, some people in the back thought that he actually is kind of complacent. I was wondering if you actually heard that.
Jericho or Ambrose?
That's true. They said during the program that Ambrose was sort of like phoning it in and that he has been phoning it in for a little while. And I was wondering, maybe was that question not necessarily from Austin, maybe that was like sort of a dig from, is that actually true? Like, do people in the back actually think that about him?
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. I want to, listen. I remember years ago when I interviewed him, which is up in the archives at WrestlingObserver.com, back when he was, what the hell was his name? John Moxley. And I remember when it was over, I talked to some people who knew him very well, and it was kind of like, what's the story with this guy? You know what I mean? And they were just kind of like, that's him.
Yeah.
And I think that it's hard. And this is obviously a guy who isn't comfortable going out there and
he's just a real ass dude. The thing is,
it's not even that. It's not even that. Let me just say one thing real quick. It's 2016, and so a lot of people, especially younger people, they're used to a person just going on Twitter or Facebook and talking about personal stuff and just letting it all out there. And when you have a guy like Dean Ambrose, who's kind of like, I don't want to do that. Like, I'm a professional wrestler, and I'm a character. And I'm not saying that he's not real, but there is a Dean Ambrose that you're going to see on TV, and this guy really doesn't want to let you into his life. He doesn't want to talk about his high school years and just to be really honest about it. He doesn't want to ruin his aura. And I think that there are a lot of people nowadays, they don't like that.
Yeah.
They think that he's being lazy and that he's just, and he's not. It's just who he is. And so I can understand that there are people that went, you know, I found him to be lazy in that Jericho program. You know, I don't think he was. I think that's just who he is. He's not complacent. I mean, he had to work his ass off, just like he said on the show. He had to work his ass off to be the WWE champion. And you think he got there by being complacent and lazy and a burnout and someone who doesn't care? Of course not.
I just think people want to attach their personalities or what they want him to be onto, you know, just that's it's as simple as that. Because he's lived a colorful life, because he has, I mean, this isn't his, you know, came from royalty and, you know, his parents were great athletes and he had all the best or any of that sort of stuff. This was a guy with a gritty story who came up tough that, he can't. I'm sure WWE does not want him sitting there. You know, he had the little thing with the tapes. But, you know, how does it help anybody if he goes out there and talks about the minutiae of his growing up? You know, we know enough about him where we know what his personality is, and that's all you need. It helped to form the character that he is now. Great. And I think there are people that they see, again, they just want to, they like him. They know he's got a lot. They want him to be, I think, more into what their mold of how he should be than what he is. And it's either he's a guy you either get or you don't. You either like him or you don't. You either relate to him or you don't. And I can see other people liking a Rollins or a Reigns or somebody like that stands out much more to them. But I think Dean Ambrose and how he's wired and the personality that he is and the character he is currently portraying, I think it's got a lot more of a fan base behind it than I think people think.
This person says, I think you missed the biggest takeaway from the Ambrose podcast. Nobody has commanded the room during a Stone Cold podcast quite like Ambrose did. Austin never had control and could not crack him. Austin got really mad when he realized it wasn't happening. Ambrose is a star. It was the perfect balance of uncomfortable and amazing. Dean is supposed to be mysterious, and he kept it that way. This is a guy. I love Finn Balor. I think he's awesome. When I had to watch a video on NXT of him sitting there on his off day playing with Legos, it's like, what am I watching? It humanized him to a degree, and he's supposed to be a babyface. But contrast that to the Raw segment where he's sitting there in a dark room looking like a demon, talking about how he's named after the god of death or whatever the hell it was. I mean, these are two totally different things.
It's like what Seth Rollins said in the promo, which was, this is the figure that, you know, Finn Balor, that this other guy has created and has made Finn Balor, where you don't get that feeling with the Dean Ambrose. You feel as though Dean Ambrose is just a slightly more ivory soap version of what Jon Moxley was.
Dean Ambrose, on that podcast, talked about how he studies Harley Race matches. He watches these matches from the 70s with Dory Funk and Terry Funk and Harley Race and all of these old NWA. And he flat out said, when the NWA champion got in the ring, he stood there and he had an aura and he wasn't just your average guy. And he wanted the fans to know that I'm the best. And when I look across the ring, I don't care about any of the fans. My mindset when I look across the ring is, I'm better than you. What are you going to do about it? And by the way, if you watch SmackDown, that is how he totally smashed Dolph Ziggler in a promo that nobody can stop talking about. The Dean Ambrose performance in that. He was being that old NWA World Heavyweight Champion. This is a guy who, if he listens to music, he wants you to think he does it on a record player. He's old school. He's not your average geek who goes on Facebook and Twitter and exposes himself as a geek. That's the whole point.
Doesn't have Twitter fingers. He's too busy punching people in the face with his hands.
I couldn't believe, like, people were talking about, I don't know. Let's go to the phone and see what this person has on their mind. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Hello, Jim.
How you doing today? I was watching Raw last night, and I'm going to be very nice. I'm not going to say anything, but the doctor segment was hilarious.
Jim, you're the one.
I couldn't help but cackle at that one.
Jim, listen, it was kind of funny. They actually had some very creative lines. But this is a team. Their finish is called the Magic Killer, which I don't even know how they got the word killer on Raw, but they managed to do it. They came from Japan, two badasses that are here to smash everybody, and now they're in smocks doing comedy.
To be fair, they would have totally done that segment in Japan, too.
They would have, but it's Japan. That works in Japan. Frogs brush their teeth in commercials.
I was watching with DVR, and I may have missed it. Did Nia Jax destroy somebody, or did I just miss it?
On Raw?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it.
I didn't either. I saw the Sasha-Dana Brooke match, which ended how I figured it would.
I will say, I've gotten a lot of feedback about Nia's shirt. This person says, is Nia Jax like other girls? Her T-shirt seems to say no. This person says, is Nia's shirt better or worse than Last Kicker? How soon until it is on clearance? People didn't like it.
I don't care what you say. People bought the Last Kicker shirt, so.
What about
take that for what it's worth.
Talk about SummerSlam. I was just thinking about how to book the girls' match. Could you see, say, either Nia coming in and disrupting the match and just destroying both of them?
Could.
So
here's some things to think about.
Mm-hmm.
So Bayley is going to be up on the main roster at some point soon. Mm-hmm. Now, she also has a match with Asuka at TakeOver. Mm-hmm. And I know that everyone is assuming, well, you know, Bayley's coming out, so obviously Asuka's going to win. Do not think it is impossible that Bayley wins the title back. I don't think Bayley's going to win the title and then be in NXT for another year. I think it's very possible she could win the title and then lose it on TV, one of the TV tapings, a few weeks later. I think one way or the other, whether it's middle of August or the middle of September, she's going to be up on the main roster soon. Now,
I think so.
Long term, it's probably going to be Bayley versus a heel Sasha Banks at WrestleMania. So you got to factor all that into how do we get to that point? Is Sasha going to win? Is Sasha going to lose the title to Charlotte for a while and then win it back to set that match up? Is Sasha going to go unbeaten until then? Charlotte's a heel and Nia is a heel. Bayley's a babyface and Sasha's a babyface. And I always have to think about that because she comes off cross as a heel half the time on TV to me.
Yeah, are we like on the outside looking in on that? Because I say the same thing. She just seems more natural and much better that
way.
She's
a total natural heel.
They lose their minds like it's an insult. It's like, she's a babyface to me. It's like, well, just saying is all.
Yeah.
Well, you remember that line she said last night, when you're the boss, you're always right.
Yeah, it's a total heel character. Jim, I want to thank you very much for the call.
Like Brian.
You know, you're right. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
To the people who thought I was gonna flop, y'all are part of the reason I ain't gonna stop. Against the odds, I went hard until I popped. Came from the bottom and now I'm standing on top. I had dreams and now they all coming true.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. The WWE Scooby-Doo movie is out today, as well as the Pat Patterson autobiography. I'll put Amazon links to both on the front page of the website in the article for this show. Obviously, if you use those links, it helps support this radio show. And they're also up on Twitter as well, if you want to check both of those out. The Pat Patterson autobiography and the Scooby-Doo movie, which, if I can find the text message right here, somebody noted that not only is Undertaker in the movie, but I believe that he is the star. Yeah. So check that out.
Sure. And Michael Cole's in it, too.
Hey, everyone's in it. So that's available, everybody. And, of course, we will be back later on today. We got two shows coming up today. Lance Storm is going to be on the show today. It's going to be on yesterday, but we switched it up. He's going to be on the show later on today. And later, also, Retro Raw and Retro Nitro. This week, 19 years ago, the main events, the Monday Night Wars, the whole nine yards, 1997, the craziest year. 2000 was the worst year, but 1997 was the craziest year. And Vinny and Craig and I will recap both of those shows. The fallout to Luger winning the title from Hulk Hogan, which, by the way, I guess it was Road Wild after Hogan lost the title to Luger. As I will talk about tonight, that was the beginning of the end. I'm going to tell you why. That's coming up tonight for subscribers, WrestlingObserver.com. Sign up. You will not regret it. 8,000 shows in the archives. And new members-only shows every day. We are here Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Check us out on TuneIn Radio, SportsByline.com, WrestlingObserver.com. I want to thank Mike, as always, all of the listeners. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.